What if there was a way to turn trash into treasure? Or even take something deemed unusable and give it a brand new life? Well, sewage sludge, yes, a product of what goes down your toilet and drain, is getting a new start as a fuel. Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory and the Utah-based Genefuel Corporation have developed a simple yet effective approach for generating fuel from waste using a technology known as hydrothermal processing. James Euler, president of Genefuel Corporation, says the term hydrothermal describes the process.
It's a hot, wet, pressurized process. And this hydrothermal process accomplishes the conversion of organic materials into biocrude oil and natural gas. That is exactly the process by which fossil fuels are made.
And listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold.
That bubbling crude, liquid gold Jed discovered in the Beverly Hillbillies took millions of years to form. Mother Nature converts wet organic matter in the form of dead animals and plants into fossil fuels. As the dead material is buried, its exposure to high pressure and temperature gives rise to chemical conversions that result in crude oil, natural gas, and coal. Scientists have pretty much replicated this process, but with some added benefits. They are making fuel from renewable materials like sewage sludge, manure, and agricultural waste such as corn stover, and they can do so in significantly less time.
In our case, we select the temperature and pressure to make specifically biocrude and methane, natural gas. The only difference is we do it in about 45 minutes rather than millions of years. What comes out of our process actually is very similar to crude oil, to petroleum. And so it can be used the same ways. We can take our biocrude from this process and send it to a refinery and mix it right in with petroleum and refine it into finished fuels like gasoline or kerosene or diesel fuel.
Euler noted that hydrothermal processing offers one advantage that may not be so obvious: the ability to use wet starting material like sewage sludge. Many other biofuel technologies actually need dry feedstocks. This poses limitations as water removal is energy intensive and expensive. The ability to use a wet sludge in hydrothermal processing has now made sewage attractive, a word otherwise never attributed to human waste. Let's walk through the process.
What you start with is you make the feedstock, in this case, wastewater solids. Those solids would be made into a slurry, a thick, wet mix, almost like making a Slurpee in a food processor. And that is then pumped up to pressure, and the pressure is about 3,000 PSI.
That pressure is about 100 times greater than a car tire.
And then we heat it up, and the temperature that we use is about 660 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's definitely hot, but interestingly enough, is not very hot in relation to many other industrial processes, which typically run at least twice that temperature. Ultimately, hydrothermal processing disposes of waste by converting it into biocrude oil, methane, and clean water. In fact, the process converts nearly 100% of the solid material into biocrude or natural gas. Other chemicals like phosphorus used in fertilizer are recovered as well. Euler says that their hydrothermal processing is cost-effective. I mean, they are using wet waste material after all. He also says it's energy efficient.
We're not wasting a lot of energy running the system. We're getting 86 to 88% of the energy back out as fuels. That's a very high number.
What does the future of fuel actually look like with hydrothermal processing added in the mix? While the conversion of wastewater solids would account for about 2% of the total amount of transportation fuel in the United States, Euler says that if animal, agricultural, and wood waste is also processed, that percentage could rise to as much as 25%. A demonstration plant to process sewage sludge for a population of 30,000 people is currently underway in collaboration with Canada's Metro Vancouver and one of its wastewater treatment plants. Upon successful testing, the goal is to bring hydrothermal processing technology to other facilities worldwide. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.